Good evening, everyone. This is National Consultant Richard Amoyo. Thank you for making time and investing time in your business to join on this Ambit Business Builder call. It has been a wild and exhausting 5 weeks since simulcast when the company rolled out the biggest promotion that they've ever done. And what's great is that the owners and the executives thought it would be a really good idea if they gave us just another great bonus to work with. And I'm going to cover some of those details here in just a minute. But I wanted to make sure that everyone knew that this call is recorded. It is posted. That recording will be posted on topambitleaders.com. And if you're not subscribed to that, that's Brian McClure's website, our number one income earner, please do so. You can't be added to it by anybody. You have to actually opt into it. You'll get the weekly newsletter that comes out telling you about the call and other important information that's going on, as well as then you'll also have access to the recordings that you can share with your team as well and be able to download those and use those how you see fit. But one thing I can tell you is that I did not hear every state represented on this call for some reason, that every market that we're in. So please get the word out and let people know that this is a great way for people to end their week, but more importantly, to start their week to take full advantage. We always have guest speakers on here from around the country, top earners, five-star trip winners, yellow jacket, purple jacket, you name it. And it's always a great way to get the week started. So, but I did want to jump in real quick and talk about just the current promotion that's out there. And if you haven't downloaded it from the Power Zone, I'd recommend that you do that because every market, you know, is a little bit different. I'm going to start with the non-Texas market. So that's everything but Texas. And that is a double bonus promotion that's out there. Now, that's for every consultant that you personally sponsor and every downline consultant that comes into your business between starting February 16th through March 29th. Now, the kicker to this is, and we talked about this weeks ago, probably the next promotion was going to be tied to you had to be registered for Ambition to get access to this special bonus promotion. So if you're not registered for Ambition, definitely make sure you do so. And if you've got any leaders in your business, any new people that are in your business that came in during after simulcast, make sure they know the importance of attending events and why this promotion is so important for them, and which is why they need to be registered for Ambition. So they're eligible for a double bonus if they are registered for Ambition. Now, that's double bonus member on your personal as well as your downline. So that's, you know, your CLB, you know, anyone that's RC, SC, EC, NC coded to you, that's all going to be double as well. In Texas, it's the same dates that we're working with. It's going to be February 16th through March 29th. And again, tied to Ambition registrations, the upline must be registered, the sponsor must be registered. The new consultant does not have to be registered for any of these markets, but obviously if they want the double promotion, they're going to have to be registered as well. And that's a triple bonus promotion that is for the Texas market, meaning it doesn't matter where the consultants live. All these promotions are based upon where customers are acquired. So if you're a Texas consultant, brand new in the business, and you go out and you get the 7 customer points that are required, then you're gonna get the point in another market outside of Texas, then you're gonna get the double promotion. But if you're in New York and you're a brand new consultant and you get the 6 customer points that are required and you're registered for Ambition, well, then you're gonna get triple. So it doesn't matter where you are domiciled, it matters where your customers are actually gathered from and what market they're gathered from. So we've had an exciting weekend, took a little trip, came out here to Angel Fire, New Mexico, experienced some of the coldest weather that I've experienced in my lifetime. This morning was -3. Now, for some of you guys up in the Northeast, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but for a Dallas boy, that's a big deal. But we've had a fun time skiing with the family, and I wanted to bring on our next speaker, which happens to be someone very near and dear to me, which is my wife, Mary, and she's going to talk about some of the training topics that came out of this past weekend.
Hey guys, so it's been an interesting and fun time in New Mexico with our kids. It's been a while since we've actually skied with them because the last time we went, we ended up carrying all of their equipment. If you've ever skied before, that stuff is heavy and it's bulky and it's not fun. But when we came out here, we came with my sister and her kids. And one of the conversations we had with our kids was that we were going to have them snowboard. And they've skied before, and they're good on skis, and they're comfortable on skis, and they did not want to snowboard. Our oldest had already started on the snowboard, but our two younger ones, our son was just all about, he didn't care. He was fine either way. But our daughter, Vivian, did not want to learn how to snowboard because she knew and she had already heard that it's hard, it takes a lot of work, you're going to fall a lot, you're going to be bruised. I mean, she definitely got sold, you know, the marketing, the sales on snowboarding, and so she did not want to do it. And I told her, listen, I want you to snowboard, even though Dad and I ski, I want you to snowboard because all of your cousins snowboard. All of your aunts and uncles that regularly go on ski trips, they all snowboard. And there will be a time where Dad and I aren't going to go with you guys, and you're going to want to go with your cousins, and you do not want to be the lone skier. It's not fun because we've been there before. And so I told her, I said, this time we want you to snowboard. You're going to go lessons. And she didn't want to go lessons. And I said, you're going to do an all-day lesson. And you're going to get proficient, and then if you decide you want to go back to skis, you can go back to skis. And I'm telling you this because, you know, sometimes you don't want to do what there is to do because it's uncomfortable. It doesn't feel good. You're already in your comfort zone. But what you want to look at is the future that you want to create and the future that you want to have, and do the things that are consistent with that future. So the future I painted for her was the ability to go snowboarding with all of her cousins and her aunts and uncles, and they all snowboard, and it's a great experience. Plus, it's a lot easier to walk in snowboard boots than ski boots, and it just made it for the long haul. The short-term discomfort was it justified the long-term gain. So it's the same thing in our ambit business. You know, you're gonna push and you're gonna work, and you're working to gain long-term residual income, that financial freedom, and that doesn't come without effort. And so as they were snowboarding, and there was, you know, a group of eight of us, I learned a lot of lessons that really can be used in our ambit business. And the first thing I got was, you have to do the work yourself. So there's no getting around doing the work yourself. You know, if you want to master the skill of this business, you have to do the work. You have to do the invites. You have to do the three-way calls. You don't necessarily have to do the presentation, but you have to generate all of that. You have to reach out. You have to do the work. It is not going to come automatically to you. So, you know, Vivian, you know, struggled and, you know, she fell a lot, and she, you know, at the end of the day, she had to get back up and she had to do the work. She had to learn. She had to learn that, how to balance on a snowboard. So in our business, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to learn how to have the conversations. You're going to have to learn the skill to get better at the invitation. You're going to have to learn the skill on how to transition from a presentation to a three-way call and do the validation. You are going to have to learn that skill. But more importantly than the skill is the thing that I really got is it's more of a head game than it is about skill. And the head game is all about your confidence and your posture. And when you've got confidence in your head game, then the skill will come with time, because when you fall, you'll have confidence in getting back up. And when you fall with confidence. You know that there will be times that you'll fall and you're comfortable with messing up. It's the times where you feel like you should be a certain way, you should be better than you are, that you make it wrong, you make it a problem that you make mistakes. That's where you miss out on the confidence. That's where you start to second guess yourself. That's where you get timid in your invitation or your approach. You've got to have your head on straight so that when you make mistakes, you can recover from it. So when you fall, if your head's on straight, it really is up to you if you're going to get up or not. The only reason for somebody to fail in ambit is if they quit. And 100% of the time, if you quit, you will not have success in ambit. But I guarantee you 100% of the time, if you keep on at it and you keep on being coachable and you keep on working, you will eventually have success in ambit. I don't know how long it'll take you, but you will get better as long as you put one foot in front of the other. The other thing is, you know, when you have a win, it really does boost your confidence. So celebrate those wins. You know, if you haven't been inviting people to take a look at the business and you finally do an invite after months of not inviting somebody, celebrate that. You know, that is kudos to you that you've made that step. If you've never had somebody look at the presentation, you finally did, that's a great win. Celebrate that. You know, if you finally got someone to a business presentation, celebrate that. If you finally signed somebody up as a customer, you finally got someone in the business, or you finally promoted in the business, celebrate that. Every win is a win. And when you have a win like that, it really does boost your confidence. And so the most important thing you can do when you have a win is to go back at it again and get out there and make sure you get you get back out there and you take action again. The worst thing you can do after a win is sit on it and celebrate that win. You got to get it back out there because you're exercising a muscle. You know, Vivian did not want to get back out there today. She had already gone 2 days of skiing. She was tired. She was bruised. She got a big old bruise on her backside. She did not feel good. But what we did was we put some creams on. We made her roll. We stretched her. And we said, well, you're getting back out there. As much as she didn't like it, she got back out there. And today she rode beautifully. Like, it is amazing how much better she was today than she was yesterday. And that only came because she got back out there. So she had a win. She had a, you know, lots of falls yesterday, but getting back out there was the thing that got her to that next level. So make sure that when you have a win or if you have a loss, you get back out there. And then don't look at the whole mountain. You only have to look at the next thing, the next steps in front of you. You know, I think so many times people look at, oh my gosh, how do I get residual income to cover all of my expenses? You don't have to look at that. What you want to do is figure out how you can get your next paycheck. You know, get paid every week. That's a great goal to have in this business. And maybe you're not there where you're creating that kind of momentum, but you can be. You know, that's a great goal to have, is let's just get paid this week. If you get a paycheck every single week, that's going to build your residual. The only way to get a paycheck is for you to have customers in your organization, you personally or in your downline. So as you're getting paid every week, you're going to build that residual, and that's how you build the mountain. That's how you get down the mountain. You don't have to think about the whole thing. I remember Vivian yesterday, you know, she was hurting. Her knees hurt. She didn't feel like she could go back down. You know, she's like, I can't do the whole mountain. I said, you don't have to look at the whole mountain. You just need to look at the next few meters ahead of you, and we just go slow and steady, and you can just take the next few steps. And that's all there is for you to do, is take the next few steps. Look at this week, over the next few days. What can you do over the next few days so that you can generate a paycheck for yourself next week? You know, what kind of conversations do you need to have? What kind of coaching do you need to have so you can get to that next step? And one of the most important things for our kids was that they had a coach along the journey. When you have a coach along the journey, it makes the learning curve so much smoother. We came a day early so that our kids could do snowboarding school. And, you know, our son Zachary had a private lesson, and it was so that they could get some kind of training under their belt. And we knew when my sister and her kids came that they could really coach and help my kids master the skills that they learned during snowboarding school. Snowboarding school was just to get learn the basics. That's like going to training. You know, when you go to training, you're going to learn the basics. You might have a jumpstart training in your local area. You may come on a power trip in April in Dallas. You might come go watch Ambit University in the power zone. But that's just that basic skills. Once you've gotten some basic skills, you actually have to be on the court. And being on the court by yourself with that head knowledge is okay, but what's better is to be on the court with an actual coach who can tweak what you're doing, who can watch what you're doing. So as my kids were snowboarding, their cousins and my sister were also watching them and tweaking them and coaching them as they were going down the mountain. So as they were going down the mountain, they would say, okay, lean back on your heels, toes up or toes down, or lean forward, or you're going to have to hop over this area. It was the coaching that made their skill level that much better. It was the coaching ongoingly during that time that helped them. So yesterday, the first day after Zach got out of his private lesson, we were up and down the bunny slopes, and I told him, listen, mommy does not snowboard, so I cannot help you at all. You're just going to have to practice running through this as best as you can, and remember what Miss Casey told you, you know, in your lesson, and then you're just going to have to practice. And that's kind of how you are if you're not getting a coach. You're just going through the motions, but you're not really getting any feedback on how well you're doing. When you get feedback is when you start to get good. So if you're not already working with someone who's coaching you in what you're doing or what you're saying, you're really not getting the most out of your ambient energy business. You're not getting the most out of your action and your time. And I think the reason why my kids had done so well snowboarding this first time out only after 3 days is because they had that coach. And when we were going up it was a huge lift. I mean, I think my kids were scared going on the chairlift to see how high we were going up, thinking that it was going to be a really steep lift. But their coaches said, no, you can do this. We've watched you. You've got the skill. You can do this. So they trusted them. So you're going to have a coach that you're going to have to trust the process. You're going to have to trust that when they push you, they're pushing you because they know that you're ready for it. And then that push is going to get you to the next level. And one of the things that was great about having the coaches, there were flat areas on that run. And because they've gone there so many times, my sister has a condo up here, and her kids know that run like the back of their hand. They said, okay, we're getting to a flat area. You need to create momentum. I know it's going to feel fast, but trust me, you need to go fast during this time, because if you don't go fast, you're not going to get through this next section, and you're going to have to literally hobble on your board to get through this flat area. And that's the same as your coach. You know, in our business, you're going to have times where there's going to be flatness. There's going to be times where there's no momentum happening. There's going to be times where people are just checked out and on vacation. Summertime's one of those times. Christmas is one of those times. And so you got to have momentum going into those seasons. So you got to push through and push through strong. A lot of times people coast through the holidays and they're not going through, getting there, starting the holidays with momentum or starting the summer with momentum. So what happens is they get to a screeching halt. And then they got to hobble through that season to get to the next season. So the first run that we went on that, I don't even know what the run is. It's called Heading Home. When the first run that we went, Zachary didn't listen to his coach. He didn't catch momentum, and he hobbled through. It took us 2 hours to get down that run. 2 hours. And it was very painful, just hobbling through that season. Well, the next time we ran through that, we got down that run in 30 minutes because he listened to the coach and he went through, he got catched momentum, and he was able to snowboard on through that flat area. So I'm telling you right now, there's a reason why we do a power trip in April. It's so that you can catch momentum going into the summer months. So if you don't do something to catch momentum going into the summer months, you're going to hobble through the summer months until ambition. So you're going to have a dead space in your business, and you're going to push, 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 and it's going to be a push for you. Same thing in the holidays over Christmas. You know, there's a reason why we do power trip in the fall after ambition too, is so you can catch some momentum so that you can go into those seasons really strong. So I'm telling you, as a coach, that's why we do those things. There's a reason for it. There's a strategy behind that. And then the other thing that my sister was telling the kids, my son Zachary had this tendency to go off to the right-hand side. And I didn't realize this on snowboards. You have a lead foot and a lag foot. So your lead foot, if your lead foot is your left foot, you're regular. But if your lead foot is your right foot, apparently you're goofy. So my son, and he's a little goofy side because he's a, you know, just, you know, silly boy, but he goes goofy. And so his right foot is his lag side, but because of that, he tends to go to the right, and he was going to the right, which is the cliff side of the mountain, which always got him scared, which always had him fall. And he just kept doing it, and it was the most comfortable, the right side is the most comfortable for him, but that always made him lean to the right, and he just got scared, and so he would make himself fall because he didn't know how to stop. So that really caused him, you know, a lot of frustration during that time. But what my sister told him to do is, Zachary, quit looking in the direction you don't want to go. You need to focus on where you want to go. And when you focus on where you want to go, your body will follow that way. You will start to make movement toward that. Just keep focusing on the direction you want to go. So same in your ambit business. You got to focus on the direction you want to go. You can't look at where you've been. You can't look at the past. You can't look at where you don't want to go. Focus on what you want to accomplish. So if what you want to accomplish is you want to get promoted, focus on the actions that's going to help you get promoted. focus on that next promotion. Having it, there's a reason why we always tell people, have a vision board. Create something that's going to have you build towards that future. And that's really where you want to start focusing, is focusing your effort. You know, the thing I told my kids is, you're not going to be all that great from the very get-go, but you're going to practice. And practice is what's going to have you build confidence, and that confidence is what's going to build your skill, and then you're going to be able to take on bigger and steeper mountains. And that just comes with time, you know. Funny thing is, Vivian told me tonight, she goes, man, I didn't know Mom was such a good skier. I said, I'm not. I'm not really a good skier. I said, I ski well enough to keep up with everybody else because I don't personally enjoy skiing that much. I love being out there with my family. I love being with the group. So I do it because that's what the group wants to do. But if I had to pick a vacation, I'm going to the beach. I'm not freezing. I don't like, you know, the cold. I don't like lugging ski boots. I don't like packing 5 million layers. I don't like having snot run down my nose and freezing to my face. Like, that whole thing, that's not fun. But I love being with everybody, so I do it, you know? So there's going to be times where you may not necessarily like what you're doing, but the people you're doing it with and why you're doing it is enough to keep doing it. You know, energy may not be the sexiest thing to you. It may not be the most exciting thing for you, but you love the results. You love what is available for you and your family. You love the people that you're involved with, so you continue to do it. So it's been a great trip. I think there's like a lot more learning nuggets for our kids and for us even to realize out of this trip. But one of the things that we had talked about, me and Richard, is our kids are finally starting to get it, and they're really starting to click. So we're probably coming back here in the next couple of weeks so they can get a little more practice. And I'm telling you, repetition is very important. So if you're having success or if you're not having success, the best thing you can do is continue to get back out there and take action in a concentrated amount of time, because that action over a concentrated amount of time is what's going to build your muscle. And you can't build that muscle any other way, because you have to do the work. And so if you do the work and commit the time, you will have success in this business.
Well, obviously there was a lot going on this weekend. You know, the one thing I can tell you is that, you know, this week you have a choice. You can figure out how to make this a miracle week. And probably one of the ways that that's going to happen is probably getting more coaching than you've ever gotten before. I always kind of relate it to is, you know, football. You know, there's a coach, there's a quarterback, coach calls the plays. If the quarterback changes the play in the huddle, the mistake is on the quarterback. You know, if the play doesn't work and it was run the way it was supposed to be run, executed the way it was supposed to be, but the defensive line read it the way they read it, that's really on the coach. So you think about it, you've got your upline in this business, and maybe you don't know your senior consultant. Maybe you don't know your executive or your national. And I didn't skip over regional because it's not important. It's just when I look at the people that are in your upline that have the most experience, that have the greatest financial vesting into you, as well as their next promotion is tied to bringing up leaders through the ranks, then those are the people that you're probably going to be running with, your seniors, your executives, and your nationals. So make sure they know who you are. Make sure you know who they are, because you're going to need them for three-way phone calls. You're going to need them for tidbits on, hey, I did this, and this is what happened in this conversation. I don't know what I did wrong, you know, or, you know, they wouldn't get on a three-way phone call. What do I do? That's where that real-time coaching is going to take place. So when you have something that doesn't go well in the play that you're running, don't sit on it for 24, 48 hours or 72 hours. Pick up the phone or text them and say, listen, I got a coaching question for you. I just had an interaction with a prospect. It didn't go well. I need some coaching. They're going to do it. Now, maybe they can't do it right there that second because, you know, they may not be full-time in this business. But you're going to schedule time later on that day that you can get that done. So make sure coaching is really the pulse of your business, that you're taking action, but you're getting coaching. And the more consistent you are with that, the better you're going to get and the better your weeks are going to get. You know, I've heard from some consultants that, you know, they're like, oh, man, I wish they would have extended this last promotion. And I said, listen, there are consultants that are going to make more money with this next promotion than the last promotion. And the last promotion was the biggest promotion that we've ever ran as a company in 12 years. they're like, why is that? Like, because they now have momentum in their business. They started this promotion, the last promotion, flat-footed, but now they've got activity in their business. So now they're in a better position to maximize whatever the current promotion is. So the same thing is for you. It doesn't matter what promotion we're running. What matters is, are you running? Are you running in the direction of your business goals? Because the promotions are going to come and go. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. They're going to go this way. It's going to have this requirement, that requirement. None of that matters. We've seen all the promotions over the past 12 years. You talk to any top leader that's been around for a long time. You know what? Promotions are great. We love them. But what matters is what activity is actually happening. Because if you're running the biggest promotion and you've got no activity in your business, it doesn't really matter. So even just on the single bonus, the standard promotional plan that's out there, whether it's two Texas customers or three non-Texas customers, there is plenty of money in that standard comp plan for people to create a serious weekly check. But you've got to create activity and momentum. Well, when you've got a promotion, it just magnifies that and it sends it through the stratosphere. So again, take advantage of this promotion. However you finish the last promotion, great. It's finished. It's over and done with. Maybe you've got people that are still there on your CLB. If you don't know what that is, that's the consultant leadership bonus report that's in your power zone. That definitely, as an RC, you definitely need to know about, and certainly SCs and ECs and NCs certainly know about it. And they're still in their, and those consultants are still in their 28-day jumpstart period. Make sure you're working with them. Make sure you're helping them get registered for Ambition, because again, no one can take advantage of this current promotion that we're running right now unless they are registered for Ambition. And then Mary also touched on it, Ambit Power Trip, which happens twice a year, once in Dallas and once in the Northeast. The next one is April 4, 5, and 6. Thursday night is the 4th. We do a special business presentation. The 5th is an exciting day because we've got the leadership breakfast, and then we've got the evening with Chris and Jerry doing open Q&A. For any consultant that wants to walk up there and ask a question unfiltered, they'll answer it to you directly and in front of everybody without going through attorneys and other screening processes, which is probably one of my favorite parts of Power Trip. And then Saturday is all-day training with top leaders, upcoming leaders, Yellow Jackets, Purple Jackets, NCs, ECs, five-star trip winners. You're going to hear from the best of the best, the ones that are in momentum now. What are they doing? Because what I can tell you, being around all the trainings that we've been around over the years, is no leader holds anything back. Sometimes people think there's tips and tricks that are being held back. There's nothing being held back. You will get it if you ask for it. You will get it if you show up for it. And that's at any kind of event that you go to. But Power Trip is definitely a unique event. Highly recommend. If you're not registered for it, go check it out, ambitpowertrip.com. There's still VIP tickets available for a little while, and then those tickets will be gone, and the next round of tickets will be out. So make sure, if you can make it in for Dallas, or if you're in Texas or surrounding areas, drive in. I know we've got people, you know, for the Texas Power Trip, about 40 to 50% of the attendance comes from outside of Texas, which is phenomenal. That just shows you how big that event is. They treat it almost like a mini Ambition. So take full advantage of that. The other thing also is we did start a new Facebook page, and it's Ambit Business Builder Call. Ambit Business Builder Call. So make sure you go find that page. We'll be posting notes from these calls. We'll be posting the live recordings there as well. So take full advantage of that. Help your team get plugged into it so we can kind of keep the community tight on the right information. And make sure you're plugged into your local market. Whatever your upline's doing, whatever your crossline leaders are doing, make sure you're doing whatever you can to bring the community together and get your new consultants around a bigger vision than you. Sometimes I think the reason why consultants quit too soon is because they never saw a bigger vision than the video and a three-way phone call, and that's all they ever experienced about Ambit. They have no idea how big this is. That's one of the reasons why I do love this call, when I hear the very beginning of the call where people are calling in from all around the country, and just kind of gives you an idea that there's an incredible network out there. But on top of that, there's incredible opportunity in every one of the markets, no matter where you live. You can sponsor people in America. You can sponsor them in Canada. You can sponsor them in Japan. And who knows where else where we're going to be going. So make sure you take full advantage of this week and this promotion. Get coaching. And make sure you and your team are registered for Ambition. But I appreciate you guys staying on tonight and plugging in, starting your week off this way. I'm going to unmute the line so everyone can say goodnight. Hang tight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.